Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
A number of companies are looking at using hydrogen for internal combustion engines. It's not that hard to do, but there's issues. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. It's not too hard to get a gasoline engine to run on hydrogen. And man, does it clean up emissions. Zero carbon dioxide. Oxides of nitrogen, which cause smog, drop by 91%. Particulate matter, which can be carcinogenic, drops so significantly you can't even measure it. The idea is to use hydrogen instead of diesel in medium and heavy-duty trucks. Trucks run on known routes, so it would be easier to set up hydrogen fueling stations for them. But there's one big problem. The gas tank for a hydrogen truck can cost $30,000. That's a deal breaker. So if any of you out there has any idea of how to come up with a cheap hydrogen gas tank, you'll be able to go out and buy your own island. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy, WWJ News Radio 950.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.